Welcome to the Wretched Hive Podcast.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Moss Eisley Spaceport.
What are you talking about?
You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
This is ridiculous.
We must be cautious.
Actually, we're just a bunch of guys talking about Star Wars and other stuff.
I'm looking forward to having some real talk with some real folks.
That's good news.
I like the sound of that.
It's the Wretched Hive, episode 7.5, bonus edition. DVD and Blu-ray is out, and we are here to share it with you. We're so glad you joined us. I am Steve Baldwin, and I am here. It's a little bit of a different setup today.
Yes, it is.
We are in the same room. Well, and we're missing someone.
Together again for the first time.
So we are in my dining room, and I've got with me lifelong Star Wars fan Scott Ivanski.
Thank you, Steve. Happy to be here. We got a bunch of fun, wonderful things to talk about with the Blu-ray.
Also in my home, not for the first time, but for the first time recording together, Dave, do not under any circumstances call me Harry Potter.
Good to be here. Good to be here in the Baldwin Cottage.
And via the Skype, we have the captain.
The infamous.
The Skype.
The captain of the Millennial Falcon, Nico Rodriguez.
Here I am, here. Now, I heard that since Dave, don't call me Harry Potter's in your house, that you guys are actually boarding him under the stairs? Is that correct?
Yes, I'm in the cupboard under the stairs waiting for my invitation to Hogwarts.
And one of the Wretched Five is missing.
Yeah. One might almost say he was trying to dodge participating in this.
One could say that, yeah.
One could say that he's sleeping with angels tonight.
Oh, ooh, nice. Yep, he is. He got tickets to an Angels game and could not be with us. Let's just call it out.
Yeah. Well,
he had better things to do.
Yep. Well, if he's sleeping with Angels, he's scoring tonight because the Angels sure aren't from looking at my Yahoo Sports app.
I was going to say we should check on the score throughout the night.
Well, perhaps he's their unlucky charm.
After last night's performance, I don't think it's just limited to Greg being the unlucky charm.
All right, guys, so we're going to get right to this. We hold in our hands, and if this was a video podcast, you could see it on the screen right now. We are holding in our hands, each of us, a copy of the Star Wars The Force Awakens DVD Blu-ray special edition box set. We all happened to buy it from Target.
I would not call this a box set. It's not in a box, but I might just be being too literal here.
What kind of pack? Is this a digipack? Is that what they consider
this? I don't know.
I don't know what it is, but it's certainly not a traditional DVD box. But we are going to go through this. We're going to review this for you, the faithful listener.
And, the unboxing,
The unboxing, that's right. The unboxing of The Force Awakens. So I'm going to go ahead, since I've got a sharp implement here, I'm going to go ahead.
Do these packs include the digital download?
Yes, they do.
There is an insert.
There are two things on here that just catch my eye before we even open the plastic. First is the sticker from Target that says exclusive bonus content, and then in small print right below it, offer valid while supplies last. So since the bonus content is actually in the packet that you're holding in your hand, once the supply no longer lasts, the sticker that tells you that the supply, you know, it's limited is no longer there either. So I don't get the redundancy of it. But the other thing that jumped out at me, if you look at this closely, there's no prominent Disney logo anywhere on this bad boy.
It doesn't even say Disney Blu-ray on there?
No.
Because I know they like to do that with their movies. They call them Disney Blu-rays.
It normally does, but no, this has got this the standard Blu-ray disc logo on it, Blu-ray plus DVD plus digital HD across the top on the spine. There's a Lucasfilm logo, but no Disney logo.
I do see a WALL-E logo on the back. I'm wondering what's going on with that.
BB-8's cousin. Now, on the back, I do see you do have the Walt Disney logo. You've got a Disney Movies Anywhere. But that's a great point, Dave. There's really nothing that screams Disney on this at all.
You mean the castle's not on the front somewhere?
No, it is not. Wait, the disc itself. Maybe it's on the disc.
Somebody hold that insert back up to the screen. I'm just going to snap a quick picture of that and keep it for myself.
You're going to take my code? I see how
it works.
Take
the code. So in opening this thing up, I think they did a nice job on the artwork of the cover. You've got Kylo on the upper left, Rey center on the top. You've got BB-8 flowing clockwise around. You've got... General Leia now, right? No longer princess. You've got Han Solo. And then you've got...
Finn,
thank you.
Now, it's a little bit of a different kind of cover art than most of the other movies, isn't it?
Yes.
There's no montage of everybody together. It looks like it's almost split up into like quadrants or like pie slices or something.
Yeah, and what they did, it looked like it's a montage of the posters, the promotional posters of everyone has a weapon in front of their face, on the right-hand side of their face, except for BB-8. I don't think BB-8 was included in that.
I don't remember seeing BB-8 in the promotional posters.
Right.
You know, what's interesting about the way this is divided, I just realized, it's sort of
it's the TIE Fighter.
Separated like a TIE Fighter wing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. It is.
It's in six segments.
On the foils, the wings, whatever.
Yeah. Kind of cool.
Interesting, cool. I will note that on the inside, the two...
Almost like an Imperial insignia?
Yes. I will say, though, that the two photos on the insert, wonderful Photoshop job there.
Oh, yeah. This did not happen anywhere.
No. Although it would have been kind of cool.
Yeah, and what Scott's talking about is on one of the, when you open it up, you have kind of a gatefold effect. So when you first open this up, you're looking at two pictures. On the right, you have Kylo Ren and Captain Phasma and General What's-His-Name. But on the left, you have a fantastic Photoshop of all the
heroes.
All the heroes standing on the sands of Jakku. Han Solo, Poe, Rey, Finn, and BB-8.
Nice shot, but did not appear in the film. That's what you're saying.
Were they even ever on camera together at the same time in any set?
All four of them? That's a good question.
All five, including the robot.
Oh, I didn't even see BB-8 there.
Ah.
He's hidden in the sand.
Yeah.
So the question is, does Finn, BB-8, Rey, Han Solo, and,
Poe.
Are they all in the same scene in the movie?
I don't think so.
Together.
Maybe before the attack on the not the Star Destroyer, Starkiller base.
Where they analyze the Death Star plans and come up with the attack.
Oh, yeah, wait, that one.
Sorry, my bad.
Well, it's easy to mix them up.
I know.
It's understandable.
A New Hope. I mean,
so you open this up and you've got this gatefold effect, as Dave mentioned, and you've got this composite shot on the left, Kylo on the right with Phasma and Hux, and then you know you open it up again, and you've got these again the promotional shots,
larger,
of Leia, Han, Rey, and Finn, and embedded in the middle two sections are the sleeves for the discs.
Well, there's a third disc too.
Well, there is that third disc.
Yeah, there it is.
All right.
Those are the bonus features, yeah?
Yeah, from the Target release.
Right, so it's the Target special edition here. We've got...
Wait, I take that back.
Third disc.
Third disc is the DVD.
Okay, so...
My bad.
We've got...
Oh,
but there's three discs all together, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
The bonus is the middle disc under Rey.
Okay, so you've got... So what we have here is...
This is kind of chaotic here.
Right. So we've got a Blu-ray disc... We've got a DVD disc, we've got a bonus features disc, and then we've got an insert with a code. Enter your code at forceawakensdigital.com, and I think this must be where you get that bonus Target content.
That's probably your digital download to put on your iPod, iPad, cell phone.
Digital download as well, yep.
Yep, and for people out there who are looking for a Christmas present for me this year, this insert is done using the artwork from the IMAX poster for The Force Awakens. And I love that thing with the impurity of a teenage girl. So, really, I would love to have this to hang on my wall.
But it's a great shot, though. Backlit, you know, with the setting sun. It's a little reminiscent of the Apocalypse Now shot with the TIE fighters mm-hmm. coming with the sun behind. Love that shot.
Yes. I do want to, since you mentioned that, it is the IMAX poster. Specific IMAX theaters, or wherever the IMAX was, whatever theater was at, had special posters made up. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Tell me more.
It's artwork, and the two that I've seen are brilliant. One is Rey, and Rey is climbing up the side of one of the crashed Super Star Destroyers, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's mm-hmm. one of those sequences where it just looks like a wreckage, a shipyard wreckage with her, but it's all artwork, and it's amazing. It's not actual real footage or real Photoshop work. It's somebody painted it, and it's beautiful. Mm. I'll send those files over to you. There's two of them. That's one of them. I can't remember what the other one is.
And we'll put a link on our Facebook page.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm moving too far away. Sorry.
No, that's okay. That's good. Yeah, so three discs plus the bonus features.
And Nico, were you the one that mentioned about the artwork was different?
Yeah, it doesn't look like most of the covers do.
The standard Blu-ray with no extra stuff on it actually has the...
That's what I've been looking for. That looks a lot more traditional.
All right, I gotta say, I'm not fond of this packaging for the discs.
Scrapes them up.
It scrapes them up. It's very inconvenient to get them out. You have to get your fingers on the surface of the disc, of the playing surface.
Yeah.
Right, now why go with this cardboard tri-fold thing?
Cheap.
Yeah.
Because Target probably blew all their money on getting the exclusive content done and had to save money somewhere else.
Yeah. And I'm sure they're going to use the excuse that they're saving the environment, but I seriously doubt it. Yeah. Everything's recycled now, so...
Right, because you can get certainly two discs into one of those single DVD sort of cases, right?
Yeah.
You can get three, I've seen. They have the ones where you put one on one side, one on the other, and then the little booklet fold in between, like the plastic page almost, where the DVD goes into.
My copy on Blu-ray of Dark Knight Rises is like that. Two discs on one side.
Oh.
They're kind of staggered.
Yeah, they're kind of stacked a little bit.
Stacked, yeah. When I say staggered,
Offset stacked.
Offset stacked.
I'm going with that. I totally lost it when I was talking to Nico about that cover. Who is the guy that does all the posters for Lucasfilm, all the reissues of Indiana Jones? What is that guy's name?
Oh, the artist that painted is Drew Struzan.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Drew Struzan, right? Is that
Struzan.
Struzan. Okay.
Drew Struzan. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds like a made-up name. I'm sorry.
Struzan down the street in my Six Falls.
What's your name? Drew Struzan? Perhaps you've heard of me.
Yeah, so lovely art, love the photos, but not crazy about the cardboard.
Yeah. I mean, and I've seen them before, where it's just like a little plastic sleeve that is like perfectly fit for a DVD that you could put that into and then slide that into the cardboard, so when it comes out of the cardboard it's not scratching the DVD, and then you can pull that out of the little condom for the disc itself out after.
That works. Condom for
the
disc.
Did you just say pull it out of the condom?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was going to move past it, but
terrifying.
Somebody had to say something.
Well, other than the bonus content, I'm sure I'm going to be using the digital download here, so
yeah,
I'm going to have it on a hard drive somewhere. So
I gotta say,
I've already got yours, Scott. Don't worry about it.
I got to copy it from you, Nico.
Those codes are not for sale or transfer, so you can't use that, Nico.
Damn it!
Says so right there.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Codes right under BBA.
Give me my laptop before Nico downloads it.
They also say, I always find this interesting, they have an expiration date for the digital downloads.
That bums me out.
And really? When is it?
For this one, it is April 5th, 2021.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're only going to be able to watch it on iTunes for 5 years?
No, you have to redeem the download code before.
You have 5 years to redeem it.
Did not honor it, but I've downloaded stuff after the expiration date, and
I've actually gone through all my Blu-rays now, and there's only been a case of maybe five of them that I haven't been able to download. Although, if you mess around with the code enough, I can't believe I'm saying this on the podcast.
Hypothetically speaking, I bet it would be possible if you just randomly plugged in plugged in numbers and letters in a pattern similar to what you're seeing on your expired card,
well,
hypothetically speaking, you might be able to get one.
Let me put it to you this way.
How many monkeys would it take, all typing, to figure out the digital download code for The Force Awakens?
It's not even figuring out. Some of the companies actually, when you start to type in the code, bring up a list. As it's going, the list narrows down. And so at one point, I had one of these double discs. I think it's The Mask and another Jim Carrey movie or something. Double disc movie. And it wouldn't let me download it. So I backed up the code a couple notches, and all of a sudden, all these movies popped up. And I just, I'll click on one, and it gave me the download. I'm like, sweet.
Well, that's not your fault. You're just entering the code.
I'm just entering the code.
No, I'm actually judging you more for owning The Mask. No. I got to be honest.
Hey, that was a funny movie back in the day. Come on.
One of the characters was actually named Nico in the first Mask.
Look, I'm going to take a picture when I get home of all the DVDs that I have, my double wall of DVDs. I do not own The Mask, so judge how you will there.
Yes, but you probably own Yes Man.
No, actually I don't.
Oh, okay.
What is the worst DVD that I own?
Ooh,
bring it on.
This is an unboxing Blu-ray Wars podcast, but
that's
I have to say, I'm kind of confused on this. I know there's issues with The Mask versus the comic versus the movie, but it's Cameron Diaz's first movie, and she is hot.
Yeah,
film.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
She's hot in every film.
Yeah, but that movie, oh my God. Dripping wet in a red dress, walking into a bank. Oh my, do I know too much about that movie?
Maybe a little bit. But yeah, there's no doubt. Everybody, I think every male leaving the theater after seeing that movie was trying to look up who that actress was. Because nobody caught the name in the credits when it opened up.
Welcome to Mask Talk with Wretched Hive.
We should save that for our Mask podcast, which, you know.
Mask cast.
Yes.
Say that five times fast. All right, so closing thoughts. Nico Rodriguez, what do you think?
I'm bummed I didn't get mine tonight, so I can't watch it 1,000 times before I fall asleep. But I will definitely be picking this up tomorrow. Can't wait to watch it over and over and over again and put on the subtitles. One thing that I had heard... because I have no personal experience in this, but one thing that I heard about the illegally smuggled version of the movie was that there were subtitles for BB-8 on one of the tracks, and I'm curious to see if that's going to be legit on this copy.
So you're saying that instead of the subtitle reading beep, boop, beep, it actually says, like, hey, come here, or, you know, whatever he's trying to emote with the beeps.
Yes.
Wow.
Precisely.
No and kidding. I wonder if it's based from off the dialogue by the guy from SNL.
Yeah, we covered it on the podcast.
Yeah, because they wrote dialogue, right? Am I remembering this right? They wrote actual dialogue for him.
They actually spoke the dialogue, and then the sound wizards at... Lucasfilm and ILM, that company
Skywalker.
That makes the Star Wars movies.
Skywalker Sound.
What's the sound guy, famous sound guy?
Ben Burtt! Dude, I just went to the movie thing I was telling you about.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Yeah. Awesome.
Go ahead.
The sound wizards turned the words into beeps and boops. We covered that on the show.
We have to do a follow-up after we review the actual disc next podcast.
Yes.
But I did want to ask Nico something. Nico, what version are you going to be picking up?
As I don't have a Blu-ray player, I will not be picking up the Blu-ray. I might just get the special edition. Are the bonus content features on Blu-ray or is that a DVD?
As far as I know, it's all Blu-ray. The DVD is just the movie. When I didn't have a Blu-ray player a few years back, I was still buying the Blu-rays because they were only a couple bucks more than the DVDs at the time, although the DVDs are a lot cheaper now, apparently.
So the bonus content is Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Okay. I might just have to pick up a Blu-ray player while I'm at Target picking up the movie because they're not that expensive anymore.
Less than 100 bucks now.
Yeah, you can get a totally serviceable one for like 60, 70 bucks.
Yeah, I might just have to do that specifically for The Force Awakens as my first Blu-ray.
What about PS4? You guys have a PS4? Doesn't that play Blu-rays as well?
Xbox. It does. So does the Xbox One.
Xbox One does.
Well, PS4 too, but yeah. Xbox One that now has the Blu-ray too.
I've heard that's a really good Blu-ray player, actually.
It is. It works great. Right.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay.
So it's also worth talking about the other retailers that have these exclusives that we didn't pick up because they none of them, upon research, determined there was no bonus content included with them.
Right.
Best Buy has a Steelbook casing, which is actually kind of cool looking, but...
And much stronger than the...
Yeah. In my opinion, not worth the trip out of the way or the extra $5.
Right.
Walmart has a different box that just features BB-8 on it, which also very cool, but...
Alternate cover.
Yeah, alternate cover.
Yeah.
And then there are some digital downloads that you can get. Amazon, I think, if you order their limited edition digital download, they'll actually send you 3 movie posters.
Okay.
One of which is the aforementioned IMAX.
Oh, nice.
Poster print,
so,
yeah.
So, Christine, if you're listening, Dave wants another copy of
hey,
this.
Hey, you know, he wouldn't be the only one. There were quite a few people online on the way home. I was checking out. I ride the train, so I'm, you know, just checking out the social media. And a lot of people had purchased multiple versions from multiple retailers just to get the different boxes.
Well, I'm glad Disney, packaging. Disney's going to get another $1 billion or two.
Right.
I was going to mention another one, too. Star Wars. If you buy it directly from Disney or StarWars.com, it's another bonus content. They have... 4 lithographs.
Oh, really?
From scenes from the movie, I believe. I might, somebody correct me on that if I'm wrong. But yeah, it's on the official website.
Okay.
So,
on the StarWars.com website.
I believe it's StarWars.com and DisneyMedia.com or whatever, Disney DVD or whatever it is now.
Nice.
We'll find it.
Google. But Target's the only place with the bonus content.
Yes.
Target like, exclusive.
Yeah.
And it's I think it's interviews. Is what I've heard.
It's something that they probably dramatically overpaid for.
Well, I don't know. We 3 of us bought.
I know. Well, yeah. There you go.
Specifically
and,
for that reason. So.
And I'm gonna go and buy it for that reason too. So.
All right.
Hey, if it's got Daisy Ridley on it, I'm all.
Ah, she's so cute.
But let's hang on. Steve, you did grab this. I want to just do a what this looks like here.
Yep.
So. Mr. Baldwin has the Star Wars Complete Saga Blu-ray box set. I just want to, just for a quick visual for us, what is that going to look like on the shelf now?
Oh, that's pretty nice.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to buy the Blu-ray box set in a couple of episodes to get all 9 in the same box just because I'll have to have it.
Well, hopefully this time they'll actually include all of the deleted scenes or the unused scenes from the original Star Wars because I believe there's still some big stuff on Tatooine that has never seen the light of day.
Yeah. Well, there's some stuff in... Maz's cantina that's left out that we need to see too.
Yeah,
that's not on the Blu-ray.
Oh, is it going to be on the Blu-ray? Are we going to get the deleted scenes?
There are deleted scenes on here. I haven't seen a list of them yet. I'm sure somebody has got that online at this point. But I had thought that the Maza stuff was going to be on there.
Yeah, I thought there were 7 deleted scenes. Is what I remember reading about.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've included some of the stuff that's been mentioned before, or whether or not it was filmed. The Chewbacca arm ripping off or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
I don't think that's included. The Maz Castle scene is the scene in the hallway with Han, Finn, and Chewie.
In the basement of the castle.
In the basement where the troopers come in. And it's a kind of an odd exchange between them. I can kind of see why it was cut out. The other one I was going to mention was there was Tatooine stuff. Lots of... there's the... Oh my goodness, I'm starting to get all their names. Apologize right now.
That's okay. I couldn't remember Lucasfilm earlier, so you're fine.
We don't usually record this early in the evening, so bear with us if we're a little disoriented.
And we're only half a beer in for all each of us.
I'm drinking light tonight. That's the problem. There was a whole sequence with the constable on Tatooine that comes in. He's got kind of this weird shaped head.
That distinguishes him from other Lucas characters.
Oh, is that one of the characters that was totally left out of the film that they made an action figure for?
Constable
I heard about that.
Zuvio is his name.
Yeah.
And his whole squad of people are supposed to come in, and there's a sequence that was cut out.
Yeah.
So we'll see if that's on here. I'm not sure. I don't know if it is, though.
Well, we'll definitely have to watch some of these deleted scenes and provide a review in the next episode.
Follow up in that one.
All right, so Dave Potter, final result, final comments. Final word.
My only regret is that I'm probably not going to get to watch this tonight. Because now I have to drive home.
Because you're recording a podcast and you have to drive home. All right, well, it'll be on a loop on your house, I'm sure.
Oh, easily,
this weekend.
Yeah.
All right.
My house? No, that's going to... I'm watching this at work.
I mean...
Oh, man, I work in the wrong place.
I'm not going to bother jobs. Taking it home. I'm just going to watch it at the office.
Scott, what are you doing? I'm watching my queue, and that's it.
Well, you got the digital download now. You pop it on the phone.
That's right. Yeah. I can put it on my phone and just set it up right next to my computer.
All right. Scott, final thoughts on this?
I'm not happy with the cardboard. The print looks great. The pictures are great, but I can't wait to see all the extra content that's on it. I've seen the movie enough times. I'm going to watch it again, but I'll be watching all the bonus stuff. I'm excited about that. Hopefully there'll be another one coming out in a year with 4 discs. No, what's in those?
Yep, my final thought on this is I am excited to hit pause on some of those key moments. You know, like when the Falcon is flying through the junkyard, for instance. I want to pause those scenes and just dissect.
Yeah.
You know, like my kids and I... When the trailers came out, it's exactly what we did. We just would pause and then just dissect every little scene, looking in the corners and see what those little Easter eggs that JJ put in there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really excited to do that with the Blu-ray. It's going to look great.
It will look great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nico, how about you?
Nico, you have any final thoughts? Or we already got your final thoughts? Nico?
Did we lose you?
Uh-oh.
Are you on mute?
Well, Nico is...
On Nico's behalf, I'll just say his final thought is, that's what she said.
And with that, episode 7.5 is in the books. I can't believe we're... holding these discs, guys. This is, I've been waiting for this for a long time. This is really exciting. I just might have to put it on tonight. I don't know. It's going to be a late night.
I'm watching it tonight.
Yeah?
I am.
I may have to. Dave, you have to drive home.
I have to drive home.
Yeah. Not going to happen for you.
Put it on in the car?
No.
I didn't say that either. My God. You're saying the wrong things tonight on the podcast.
At least you didn't mention tattooing dogs today. Oh, there I go. Dang it. Well, it's been fun, guys. We will have a very special announcement on the next episode. We're going to have a contest with a prize, maybe multiple prizes. We've got some newer prizes, like perhaps a copy of The Force Awakens.
Can we actually
know
what we're going to be giving away? Oh,
yeah.
I think Nico's coming back.
There's Nico.
Sorry, I had a personal situation in the hallway I had to handle with a roommate.
I don't know how personal you want to get, man.
You know,
we're still recording.
They've got pills for that now.
No moonfish were involved.
Oh, so, you got about a minute to talk about what else are we going to be giving away pretty soon, Scott?
I'm actually going to be giving up some of my personal collection items. One is a set of actual coins from the State of California Lottery in 2005. Put out a set of 6 coins, is that correct?
Yes.
With 3PO, R2, Leia, Vader, and Luke, and Yoda. So that's one, and I might have one more thing coming up, an actual big item.
Whoa.
So if you're a collector, you're into the whole collectible thing, I will present that next week.
And we're going to have some sort of a contest for this, where people are going to earn this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
The ones listening.
Our faithful listeners,
yes.
We are so glad you hung with us on this bonus episode of The Wretched Hive. We will see you next. I think our next show is April 15th.
I believe so.
We'll hit that. And until then, may the Force be with us all.
Absolutely. Always.
So how was the game?
Shitty. Really shitty. Yeah.
Yes, it rated a 5. It was a 5 poop emoji game.
The highlights, the Angels scored their first run of the season. The low light was they lost, 8-2 or 8-0 yesterday, and they were down 6-1 tonight when we finally left. So.
Wow.